Welcome back to another episode of the Pickup Music Pod, where we help you improve your guitar skills. Now, today's episode is packed with super insightful career advice. If you are an aspiring professional guitarist, or maybe just wondering how exactly do guitarists carve out a living these days, then this episode is for you. But before we get into it, I want to thank everyone that's been listening to this podcast over the past year or so. This will be the final episode of this season. We're taking a little break to focus on a lot of exciting new projects. There's so much cool stuff that we have coming down the pike here at Pickup. I'm not even going to mention anything, but it's all super cool and exciting. But we're definitely hoping to bring the pod back at some point, especially once we are able to add video capabilities. We think that that's really going to take this podcast thing up to the next level. Guitar education is such a visual thing after all, and that'll really open up the topics and things that we can talk about. So from myself and on behalf of Sam and everyone at the Pickup Music team, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and supporting us. We really appreciate it. All right, let's get into this conversation with Julio Mendoza and Myrone. Again, they were the ones that designed our new metal learning pathway that's out now. And although they're coming at this from the angle of being a metal guitar player, I think this is a really interesting conversation for all aspiring guitar players because they talk about their journeys and how you might expect your career to go doesn't necessarily end up going that way. That's certainly how it's been the case for me as well. So some really great stuff in this episode. Check it out. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back soon.
Hello and welcome to another Pickup Music's podcast episode, Metal Edition. I'm Julio Mendoza, and I'm here with my good metal friend, Patrick, famously known on the internet realm as Myrone.
True.
How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm feeling amazing. Are you ready to talk about metal today here?
Yes. I'm always ready to talk about metal.
Great. In a more specific way, we are talking about how to be a professional metal guitar player today, right?
True.
Can you believe that if at some point someone in your life said you'd never make a career out of that? Well, we're here to debunk that in some way.
Yes.
Or maybe not.
Well, I would say that when someone says you'll never make a career out of being a metal guitar player, it's kind of a half truth.
There's some truth to it, right?
I mean, I'm talking about if you're just purely a guitar player and nothing else, like you're getting hired to play the gig, you're getting paid to play in a band. It's hard to make a living doing that. That's why a lot of guys that I know, and including myself, they pick up other skills that sort of accentuate what they're doing as just a guitar player. So in my case, just besides playing guitar, I produce music, I write music, I do session work, I teach, I get hired to, do instructional courses. There are all these other skills that are pretty easy to learn if you're already like good at guitar or good at music or whatever, and you can easily sort of fold them into what you're already doing and provide like additional revenue sources for yourself.
Yeah, I like where you're going because we're not in 1984 anymore.
No.
And I think that some truth needs to be said here. Just a small percentage of musicians are making a living doing one thing.
Yeah.
If there are any these days.
Yeah. And I would say all the big musicians that are super famous, they're all doing tons of different things. They have tons of different ventures. Some of them are even outside of the realm of music. Maybe they're investing in, other areas.
Yes. It's what they say. You got to diversify.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. I have a similar experience where I'm also a guitar player and musician myself, but I also have a career as a video producer.
Yes.
And that's what I do here at Pickup Music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of similar to what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
same vibe. You got to find different ways to diversify your income. Mm-hmm. And pretty much that's like very important if you want to be a professional musician these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So let's hear a little bit of your background. Like, what are your early experiences as a metal guitar player, and how did you shift it from being just a guitar player to a professional metal guitar player?
Mm. So my journey, I would say, I mean, everybody says this, but I happen to think that my sort of journey into guitar playing is somewhat unique. I grew up in high school. All I wanted to do is be a metal guitar player. And then when I got to college, I put together a band with some friends, and it was kind of like a hardcore punk band. And at the time, I went to music production school. And at the time, I was doing this hardcore punk band, and I was sort of realizing like, I don't think that I'm going to be able to make a living just doing hardcore punk music. So a lot of my friends in my program were like really talented pop producers, or they did other sorts of more mainstream types of music. And so I learned from them, and I started making and producing music, you know, outside of the metal genre. And that led to me getting a placement with some artists, and that which led to a publishing deal. And then all of a sudden I was a pop producer.
So like on your journey to become a professional metal guitar player, you just did something else besides metal.
Yeah.
You just
The whole time I was still like, you know, playing guitar and like doing metal stuff, but I found other outlets. For example, like when I was doing the pop music, like, you know, I love guitar in multiple different formats, not just metal. I found that there were certain styles of pop music that still had like a lot of guitar, like a lot of like funky stuff.
Yeah.
So I sort of took that as like, oh, okay, well, I can still like make music that I like, which has guitar playing in it, but do it in a more, I guess, like palatable context or whatever. And I still sort of like satiated my need to like play and record guitar. But I was doing it and getting more opportunities than I would have if I was just purely like a metal guitar player.
Yeah, and I assume that opening up like your landscape, like listening to different genres and learning different things, improved you as a musician.
Oh, it 100% did. Listening to other genres, particularly, you know, when you're working in pop music is like ruthless, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about grabbing the attention of the listener in the first 4 seconds of a song. You basically have to capture the listener's attention. If they get distracted, it's over. The song's not going to work. So that sort of mentality of having hooks and being catchy and being memorable in turn, like informed how I play in a metal context as well. So I always tell people like one of the easiest ways to get better is just listen to different stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe like don't go back and listen to the same like metal record that you've listened to 10,000 times. Like get on the internet and just try listening to something that you've never heard before. And maybe there's something to learn from it.
Yeah. I feel like there's something about metal, especially when you're a young fan.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about like, you need to be part of the gang. You need to be a true metal player and you need to stick to it. And what you said is amazing because like, it's not that you're like doing something else. You can literally just learn different approaches and apply to what you're doing in your own thing.
Yeah,
it's not, some people might see that as like, wait, but then I'm going to be doing something different. But that's the whole point, like expanding instead of being stuck into one thing.
The thing about metal is like, you definitely like, since metal is sort of this like, I don't know if fraternity is the right word, but like
community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Metal is a community. So it's important when you're making music that you're respecting the metal community. A lot of people listen to metal because they don't like listening to pop. But that being said, there's stuff that you can learn from doing pop music, maybe like the intention grabbing part of it or whatever. Like I tend to think of metal and pop music as very like frontal lobe like type music where it's like all attention based, you know. Metal, they grab your attention with like, you know, shredding and double kick drum and like loud amps and stuff. Pop is also a very loud genre.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, it's very
aggressive.
Just in a different way.
Yeah.
And I think by learning like you know, pop hooks and the sort of like attention grabbing aspect of it can really inform, like, you know, like maybe it'll make your breakdowns heavier if you like learn how to make them catchier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe that's a good subject for a podcast, like what Dark Throne and Taylor Swift have in common. The image is aggressive in both genres. Like they're going different directions, but in the end, they're kind of like doing the same thing.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to see music in that way. Like different genres and different communities, they're kind of like the same thing, but they just change clothes and they change audiences and they change the way they speak. But in a nutshell, it's all about becoming a part of a community in the sense of being in a group or belonging, pretty much.
1,000%. Right? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Yeah. So you figured that out. You started to open your horizons and then you decided to move to Los Angeles to pursue a professional career, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
And how was that for you?
It was great. I mean, I when I was younger, I loved doing, I call it like the LA session hustle. It's like every week you get, in my case, since I was a producer, I was the guy making the tracks. You get paired with somebody that like kind of wrote lyrics and melodies. And you would like go to a studio and you'd meet this person and it was like, let's write a song. And you would kind of just pull something out of the air. And sometimes it would be horrible. Sometimes it would be just okay. And then sometimes it would be like the best thing that you've ever heard in life. But as I was doing this, this was 10 years ago. So, you know, 2013, 2014. And at the time, I think this was, I call it like the reign of like EDM music.
Yes.
And at the time, like I was, my like production was like a little bit more like electronic. I remember sometimes in a session, I would like get the guitar out and people will kind of look at me like, what is that? What are you doing? And that kind of happened a couple times. And I was like, man, this is a bummer. Like, you know, I as oftentimes happens with a lot of metal musicians, like I think a lot of us are sort of guided by our inner 13 and 14 year old selves.
Yeah.
As soon as that started to happen, where people like would look at me like strange and I brought out a guitar, I would hear the inner 13 year old in me saying like, oh, come on, like that. What is this? So sort of on the side of doing pop music, I started to dip my toe back into making more sort of guitar based music. And that became what now people know as Myrone.
And that was, there was no like financial motivation. You just started doing because you were missing doing metal music.
Basically. Or? Yeah. It was an outlet. It was something where like, you know, a lot of times in pop music, you're like doing these songs and you're either like pitching them to the artist or doing it with the artist, or you're like pitching it to an A&R person who they'll ask like, we need songs like this. And then you send them a song and they're like, I don't know. It's not quite right.
Yeah.
And that's like devastating to hear because you spend all this time making this art and you put all this like emotion into it. And people are like, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Not to say that like, you know, I wasn't sending out like duds every once in a while, but still it doesn't feel great. So I sort of had this desire to put together a project where like I was in control and like it could be whatever I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really beholden to any like industry person or whatever.
And that was the thing that worked for you pretty much.
Yeah, it really worked. It led to me doing music for video games, and in a full circle way, it led to me doing my metal band Firstborn. Because Chris Adler, the drummer of Firstborn, the guy that I sort of collaborate the most with, he was a fan of Myrone.
Wow.
He bought one of my albums on Bandcamp and I like recognized his email. I was like, hello, like, thanks for buying my album. And that's the story of how my metal band got started. So I guess long story short, it's kind of one of those things where because I open myself up to learning new skills and trying new things, I eventually got to do what I wanted, which is be a guitar player in a metal band.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have got there if I had I not been open to like doing other stuff.
Yeah.
If I just sat in my room and only did metal, I would have not had any of the opportunities that led me to this path of doing this metal project.
Yes, I agree with you. I have like a similar story Whereas like when I started doing all these video gigs, and I'd done a bunch of that mostly for musicians because that's where my network was. That's where I was. My friends are all musicians. So I started like filming musicians and taking pictures and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And automatically so many doors opened to me.
Yeah.
That was like, it was like, there was no way I could say no to that.
Exactly.
If I was like in my room trying to do that thing, you know. But then one thing I like about your story, and I think the students can learn a lot from it, keep focused in the stuff that you like, because you brought that experience.
Yeah.
It's not that you shifted careers. It's kind of like you went through music industry college doing all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
But then you're keeping track of your passion.
Yeah.
And you're bringing that back and applying all of that knowledge into the stuff that you liked and you loved since you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about, you know, what I did is like the process started with, I want to be a guitar player in a metal band. And then, you know, it was like, oh, okay, well, if I want to play shows, like I need recordings to like send to people to be like, oh, book my band or whatever. And then it's like, okay, well, that means I need to learn how to record. So learn how to record. Oh, well, if I'm going to record, like I got to learn how to write songs, put songs together. So it's like, oh, okay, like figure out how to write songs. And it's like all, it's like you just keep learning all of these different little additional skills. And then suddenly now, like at the end of this journey, it's like, oh, it's like, well, I had to learn this. I had to learn that. I had to learn this. Like all of these things were like essential to getting me to this place that I wanted to go.
It all makes sense in the end. Yeah. And the cool thing is that for each one of these skills, you can also monetize them separately.
Yeah.
And that's where making a real living out of music comes from, right?
Yeah. Especially as like, the cultural like zeitgeist like taste change. Like like I was saying, like 10 years ago, it was like EDM time or whatever. And so people in the mainstream weren't really wanting guitar. But now it's like a little bit different. Like I think heavy and rock music is arguably like more popular than it's ever been in some respects. And so actually now I get calls just to play like metal style guitar on like other people's recordings, which is something I wasn't able to do 10 years ago. And now it's like a big like part of like my hustle.
That's so interesting. It's kind of like what Machine Gun Kelly did with pop punk. Like metal became this thing where like people can like dress as metal and portray a certain vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And like bands and specifically like pop acts or stuff that it's like non-related to metal at all, if they want to portray a certain vibe or like reach a certain audience or whatever's trendy on TikTok, they can use these elements to get into that realm.
Yeah.
So like a pop artist, let's say something is like metal related is trendy on TikTok, and like this pop artist wants to bring a metal element to his music.
Yeah.
So he hires a guy like you to bring that element to their music because they don't know how to do it. So they need a professional metal person like you to bring that element.
And because it's a pop artist and I know what the pop hustle is.
Yeah.
I'm not totally like a fish out of water. Oh, I'm the metal guy. I don't understand how pop.
Exactly. You've
like
been there.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there and then just look weird.
Yeah.
Having no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Wow. What a ride. What a journey. It all makes sense. Yeah. It's like everything you're doing, that's something that at least personally for me, it took a while to understand. At some points in my life, I thought I was lost. Like, why am I doing this? You know? But then after like 5, 10, 15 years doing it, you realize that it's just always like a rehearsal for what's coming next.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you're producing this song in your basement. And then suddenly you're going to be an assistant in a studio. And then suddenly the main guy is sick. So it means you might need to record that track. And then suddenly you're the main guy.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps evolving.
Yeah.
The more you put the time and the effort, it just naturally evolves.
Yeah. Like half the battle is just showing up, you know?
Yeah.
Showing up on time and just being around and helping out when you can. And you just get... You know, it's like being in a video game. You just kind of rank up your experience points. And then eventually, like, you know, someone like bestows you like the magic guitar that like gives you know what I'm saying? It's like the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's all perfect. Yeah, makes total sense. So Pat, if you can summarize everything we just talked about in like three main tips, what would it be for you?
Number one tip is expand your horizons. If you're only listening to metal, like listen to other stuff, you know, listen to pop music, listen to jazz, listen to classical, listen to hip hop, listen to like anything and everything, like find stuff outside of metal to broaden your horizons and then learn from it and then put that back into whatever you're doing on metal. Number two, I would say learn how to record not only yourself, but learn recording as a skill for writing music, learn recording as a skill for producing music, learn as much technical knowledge as you can about, you know, working in a DAW or something like that. So maybe you can get work as a mixer or a mastering engineer or something like that. I know for me personally, like, I was pretty good at guitar when I got my first little like recording interface, but the second where I could record something on guitar and then listen back to it, that's when my playing skills just like accelerated. Cause it was like, I would record something and be like, oh wow, that sounds bad. How do I make it sound better? Oh, you have to play better. like there's only so many like mix tricks that you can use to like fix like, you know, stuff that doesn't sound super good. And it's quite a humbling experience to, you know, record yourself and be like, I need to practice a little bit more here.
Yeah.
And then the third thing I would say is show up and help out. Like if you know friends that are making music, like join a band or like help your friend write songs if they're like a singer songwriter. Maybe there's a studio in the town that you live in and they need like a runner, which is, you know, somebody who goes and does errands, gets food, etc. Like, again, it's like a video game. You constantly want to be like ranking up your XP points in different categories because, you know, it's a long life and it's a long quest ahead and you really want to be just ranking up as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be around the stuff you love.
Yeah.
And keep the flame alive, I'd
say. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
What a great way to close out this podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Man, thank you very much for being here with us today. That's a great chat. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
With all that said, this was another episode of the Pickup Music Pod Metal Edition. Once again, I'm Julio Mendoza. This is Patrick Myrone. And we thank you very much for listening. I had a blast. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you around.